I am not seeing anyone. What is going on? Am I in? I do not see anyone. And Paul, you are frozen, and I don't see anyone else.
you having any luck or not?
I keep getting booted back out.
Yeah.
It says right now I'm in the waiting room waiting for Paul to let me join, but then you can sit with me.
Well, mine, I think, is working down there.
Okay.
I'm going to see if there's anything I could do to help up here.
See, it pops me back to the waiting room.
Yeah.
And then Paul's frozen. Are you there?
Okay, we just got you back there, Jean.
Okay. Janet says she keeps dropping out, too.
Looks good for now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
If I disappear, you'll know.
No, nobody move.
All right. Give the mayor a minute.
I'm like this and improve receptive.
Okay, yes.
What's that?
Give the mayor just a minute to get back to his desk. He came up to see if he could help me.
Yeah.
Whew.
Some noise from somebody's microphone. Who that is, but just be aware of that.
Paul, are we still at the point where if we mute ourselves, we have to wait for you to unmute?
Give it a test there real quick and see.
Okay. My kids are outside playing.
Yeah.
Yep, it let me turn it on and off.
It did? Okay.
Yep.
All right, very good. We've got everybody. Everybody's connected, and we're stable, and all that good stuff. So, here we go. Well, good evening. I would like to call to order the June 15th, 2020 meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll begin tonight in prayer with Pastor David Hargrave from Salem Mennonite Church. Pastor?
Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your blessings to us. Thank you, Father, that in the midst of a pandemic that maybe none of us could have predicted a year ago, after lengthy shelter-in-place measures, in the midst of racial tension and confusion, you have given the city of Orrville peace, relative peace, and we thank you. Father, I ask that you would comfort every heart that is mourning in our city tonight. I pray that you would grant wisdom to this leadership team. I ask for protection and blessing on each of their families. Grant them an efficient yet productive time of collaboration as they lead us. I ask for our constituency, as city members, may we find ways to support, and may we find ways to move forward the agenda established by our leadership. So I ask these blessings tonight in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Audrey, thanks so much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you all. Have an efficient meeting.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Very good. We will continue now with the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, we do have that shot. Hang on. Let me switch to that. Very good. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, very good. If we could have the roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Handwork.
Here.
Aspiris.
Here.
Lorson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Carosa.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Very good. Thank you. You've got a chance to review the minutes of the June 1st meeting. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes of the meeting.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Orson moves. So we need a second.
Second.
Mr. Aspiris.
Aspiris.
Yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Carosa.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes. Thank you very much. We have no public comments scheduled for tonight, and so we'll move to our standing committee reports, and we begin with the Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's a lot going on, but at this point we have not met recently. The last meeting that we had was to reopen the park, and I believe we discussed that, or I'm sorry, over the pool. So at this point, I don't have a report.
All right, very good. Thank you. And then we'll move to the Utilities Committee. And Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report for tonight.
All right, thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Orson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel met on Monday evening in a special meeting and in executive session. We interviewed five applicants for the council seat that's about to be vacated by Councilman Carosa. And this evening, we will, after normal business, we'll move to executive session, discuss this one more time, and hopefully come out with a nominee to the general meeting.
All right, very good. And just a small point of clarification, Mr. Larson, you said they met in a special meeting. It's clarified to say it's the Ordinance and Personnel Committee meeting. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Very good. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met. Possibly next meeting I'll be looking to possibly have a committee meeting. But as of now, we have no report, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Our Health and Safety Committee. And Mr. Carosa.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do not have a committee report tonight. However, I would like to thank the citizens of Ward 3 for giving me the opportunity to serve as their councilman. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. It was truly an honor to serve in that role, even though it's only been 6 months. And whoever replaces me, I wish him or her all the best. And that's all I have.
All right, very good. And our sincere gratitude goes to you, Mr. Carosa.
Thank you.
Planning Committee, Mrs. Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report.
All right. And then finally, our Finance Committee and Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report here tonight.
All right. Thanks so much. There are no special committee reports tonight, so we can move on to our administrative reports, and we'll begin with Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to echo what Pastor Hargrave mentioned with the folks in Oroville here that are mourning a loss of one of our high school graduates last week. We certainly feel for all those families involved in that. And also, as he mentioned, the racial tensions across the country, even yet again this weekend in Atlanta with things going on there. So. We hope things can progress and get better. That's all we can ask for. Would also like to, and I suppose Mr. Wheeler will mention this, but I'll just briefly mention that the park and the pool are both open now. Ball games are being played. You'd almost think things are normal again until you see people with masks on and all of that sort of thing. But at least there's a feeling of some normalcy now, and so we're appreciating that. Also, I hope a lot of people noticed the high street lines got painted this past week, and so they look very much completed now, and it looks real nice out there. It's like a finished project. And then lastly, I would just like to thank Mr. Carrozza for his time on council, even though I can't say for your many years on council. I can say for the many years that I worked with you, not only when I was on council myself, as you were on the police department and later police chief, but also my first few years as mayor, too, as you are police chief. And so we appreciate all your work for the city of Oroville and wish you the best as you travel on. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And we'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Steve Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The street department continues working on the ball fields for the games, mowing. This week they'll be replacing some signage and also adding some pedestrian crossing signs on North Walnut. As Mayor Hanwerk mentioned, the pool is now open. The weather really didn't cooperate all that well over the weekend, but this week's weather prediction looks much warmer, so hopefully everyone can come out and enjoy the pool. Tomorrow is the official first day of duty for Hulk, our new canine dog. I think Gene posted a picture of him on Facebook today, and there's a reason why he went with the name Hulk, I think. So, good looking dog. I want to thank Dino for the pleasure of working with him, not only as obviously a council member, but also as a great police chief as well. I wish him well.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Any questions? How is the pool going so far in these early days?
Slow. Slow. And I think we talked about it before, and it is definitely 95% of the time is determined by the weather. You know, a day like today, which was sunny, but it was, 73, 75 is not usually the day that brings folks out to the pool. I see some 80s coming in this upcoming week, so hopefully folks will attend. But the procedures went smoothly, so that part has been good. So we're hoping for better times. We're just getting started, so still a lot of summer left.
Okay, very good. So Mr. Larson's Facebook post today, the pool looked awfully inviting, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was in yesterday. It was awesome.
Great.
Mr. Wheeler, I do have a quick question, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but this just came to me. My wife actually has been asking me about this. Do we have any plans for movies in the park this summer?
The movies in the park were canceled.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that was one of those things that, because of the rules on gatherings, we weren't able to get put together. And, that also is privately funded as well, so that was something that we weren't able to go out and get the funds that we cleared.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Thanks so much, Mr. Wheeler. And we'll move on then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brenniger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few brief notes. Last Monday's utility board meeting, the board did approve continuing on with the power cost adjustment freeze. This power cost adjustment factor has been frozen since September of 2016, and with that also has had our electric rates frozen during that entire period. We did discuss what that might look like for the balance of this year amidst COVID and some other changes or charges from the transmission side of our world, so we'll be working through that strategy once we get a better picture as the year evolves. But right now, electric rates remain frozen, and I'm anticipating those to continue going into the next quarter also. I know it may be a little bit early, but we are in the final stages of negotiating our natural gas aggregation program for next year. We're coming off of a two-year fixed period. Currently, our rate is $3.39 an MCF. Again, that was for 2 years. So we are finalizing some proposals for 1 and 2 year options, and right now we're looking like our rates for the next period should be comfortably 10% or more lower than where we're currently at right now. So over the next next month, we'll be firming up those options and be bringing in some final pricing from our community and some other communities that are part of that pool later on. So you know, good news about this. A lot of it has to do with the economy. Oil prices from abroad, shale development, things along that line, but they're going in a positive economic flow from our customer perspective. Our new after-hour outage management call center. On June 1st, we did any utility-related after-hour problem. And I guess that's all I have tonight. I'll have a few comments, maybe stemming after the report that Ms. Kremlin gives on some documentation that she sent. But that would conclude my report tonight, and be happy to answer any questions. I also do want to thank Dino for his service on the City Council. Again, short period. I'll most remember you for you know all the great work you did for the police department. We'll miss you. Hopefully, you'll get engaged in some of my community efforts down in Columbus. So, best of luck. Thank you.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Brenniger?
Yeah, Mr. President, I wonder, can we get Jeff to give that phone number again? Because I don't know everybody else, but I didn't hear that very well.
Okay. Yeah, let me try that again. I'll get closer to the mic. Again, the after-hour utility trouble line number is a toll-free number. That is 844-734-6366. And again, if you have any trouble with that,
something that somebody can hang on their refrigerator
with
that on it, or
are
there refrigerator?
There's
something that
we have. Well, we don't have any refrigerator bag that's a little cutout and paste sort of thing. We could take a look and see. There is a notes section on utility bill that isn't locked out. So you actually could cut that out and put that on your it'll be very small, though. Let us take a look and see if there's something that we could, since we use a third-party mailing, kind of getting some other specialty things inserted in those bills for something along that line. Maybe a little bit difficult, but we'll take a look and see if there's something else we could put,
because when my internet goes out, I can't look on the internet
and
find out what the
trouble
number is.
Yeah. So we'll put that on there. We are also looking at an option to also be able to text in problems to this company. So we're looking at that at that feature too. Troubles that we had and they calls in on the timepiece. It wasn't that big of an event for us, but overall in the region it was for their organization to have hundreds of thousands of customers, and the lines were actually bogged down. We had customers on hold roughly 5 minutes before they were able to get through because even their call center was overloaded, even though our customer outages were relatively small. We're working on, again, a few other enhancements on there to make that better, but texting is another option that I believe we will be implementing here very shortly. We're just kind of reviewing and kind of Monday morning quarterbacking how our first outage experience was.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Sorry about that.
There we go. Okay.
Sorry about that. 2019 audit is almost complete. I would expect that the auditor's office will be issuing their opinion by the end of the week. So council should expect to receive several documents from them. One will be a copy of the audit. You'll also receive the full CAFR and, of course, their opinion letter. After you receive those documents, we can talk about a post-audit meeting. The need for one, if that's council's desire, but we'll wait until after that opinion's issued. If you have any questions after you've received the documentation, feel free to give me a call and we can go over them. But I think overall, council will be pleased with the outcome. Also, I have two other pieces of legislation that are going to come up on the agenda tonight that I'll speak to as we get to those. And last, prior to tonight's meeting, I did distribute the fund balance report for the period ending April 30th, and I just need council to make a motion to approve that report subject to audit.
Okay, Mr. Wilson moves. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, Mr. Espiris seconds.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carroza?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Espiris?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very good. Any other comments or questions for Ms. Strimlin? All right, there it is. Closed location. Hopefully somewhere warm and sunny and tropical.
Unfortunately, it's not warm or tropical, but thank
okay.
you. I don't have a report other than to echo the comments that everyone else has made. I appreciate Mr. Carroza. I've had the opportunity to work with him, both as police chief and as council member. For the city of Oregon, I
hope. Mr. Carroza, thank you so much for your service to our community. And I just thank you for all those times that even where I have run you up, either when you were the police chief or here on council, every time your attitude is what especially I remember, and just how respectful you are, how patient you have been, and just how much care and effort you put into your work. It was so evident in everything you did, and we're just ever so grateful that you chose to step up and serve your community again here on council, and you got some lucky grandkids and a lucky daughter, I can tell you that, for following them up to Columbus, and we just wish you all the best there. And just, again, so appreciative for everything you've done for our community.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. We have no old business for this evening, and so we'll move on to new business, and we'll turn to Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2220. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Mr. Mosley.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Resolution 2220. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to amend the Enterprise Zone Agreements between the City of Orrville, Ohio, and Venture Products Incorporated.
All right, very good. If we could then, first of all, turn to Mr. Wheeler to provide some explanation on this. And then I believe we do have a representative from Venture Products here. You're muted still, Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah, I had a pesky pug that wouldn't be quiet, so sorry about that. Venture Products entered into three separate tax abatement agreements with us. There was one in 2012, one in 2015, and one in 2017. Those agreements continue to be in place. They continue to meet all of the requirements of the agreements. As probably most of you know, they recently sold the Toro Company. As a result, the abatements need to transfer over to Toro Company. This, in my opinion anyway, is kind of more of a procedural issue just to get the abatement into the correct name since the sale of the property. And the company, the buildings are still there, which were abated, and literally if council were approved, this would just change the name on the agreements. The agreements wouldn't change in term or anything like that, and or condition, and then the Toro Company would move forward with the abatements. As Jeff Demos mentioned, he is the VP of Finance and Operations. He is on the Zoom call. If you have any questions specifically for him, I'm sure he'd be glad to answer.
If no questions, I just want to express on behalf of Venture Products and now part of the Toro Company, just always the support that we've received from the City of Orrville, and appreciate all of the support from the council and everyone on call this evening. So if I'm hopefully not speaking out of turn when I say that the Toro Company is very excited about the acquisition and about further growth in Orrville, Ohio, and I just would like to express that on behalf of Venture Products Inc. and the Toro Company.
All right, very good. Well, we are very excited as well about Toro's participation, both in Venture Products and for their continued commitment to Orrville. That's meant a lot to all of us, and we'll continue a very good relationship that we've had here now for several years. So we wish you all the best and a lot of good growth years ahead.
Thank you.
Very good. Mr. Larson.
In light of the fact that the enterprise zone agreements won't change in any way other than who holds them, I feel that would be a good reason to bend the rules. Therefore, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second that.
Second, Mr. Espiritus.
Carosa.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 2220 be adopted as read.
A second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carosa?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2320. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2320, a resolution establishing a special revenue fund entitled COVID-19 Fund for the express purpose of depositing and expending federal and state aid to assist the city of Orrville, Ohio in combating the COVID-19 pandemic and declaring emergency.
Very good. For this one, I believe, we will turn to Ms. Strickland.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to give you a little bit of background, I think that most of you know Congress passed the CARES Act on March 26th to allocate federal aid to states and also local governments. The state of Ohio received approximately $4.5 billion. In turn, the General Assembly approved through House Bill 481 an allocation of $350 million for local governments. That money is going to be distributed by the Wayne County Auditor utilizing the local government funding formula. At this time, we don't know exactly how much we'll be receiving. Late last Friday, the Ohio Municipal League published some estimates for what they believe each municipality will be receiving. But I do want to get some clarification from the auditor because I do believe the county has some additional discretion when they allocate those funds. So before I release an amount, I'd like to talk to Jer Underwood a little bit further. As far as expenditures go, some examples of eligible expenses, payroll expenses for employees here in the city that were substantially dedicated to responding to COVID. We're thinking perhaps our EMS personnel, expenses related to PPE, masks, hand sanitizers, thermometers, also for sanitizing public areas, which we have done in various locations, can also be used for our utility customers that are faced with shutoff. And there could be funds available, depending on how much we receive, to help small businesses to reimburse some of the costs of business interruptions that were caused by the required foreclosures. So again, as we receive more information, I'll keep council updated on that. What I do need to do tonight, though, is establish the fund, and that's the legislation that's in front of you. Tonight, I would ask if council could pass that on first reading so that we are ready when the funds become available. And just one other note on that, and I need to confer with the law director a little more, but we may be bringing an additional piece of legislation to you that is confirming that we'll comply with federal government guidelines for how the aid can be spent, and also agreeing that any funds that are not expended or that are remaining in the fund at the end of the year, that we will return those to the Wayne County Auditor. So I'll talk to the law director a little bit more about that, but that may be coming your way. But for this evening, if we could approve the establishment of the fund, I would appreciate it, and I'll answer any questions or try to that you might have.
Very good. I see no questions.
Mr. President, I feel that it's imperative that we establish this fund so we can get our share of what's necessarily coming our way to cover those expenses. That being the reason that I would
move that we suspend the rules and the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution three separate days.
Very good. Do we have a second? Second, Mr. Spears.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Carosa.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 2320 be adopted as read.
Second.
Who was the first there or the second? I didn't see it. We'll go with Mr. Wilson. I did see him.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Rosa.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very good. Thank you. We'll move on then, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2420. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Was that Mr. Handwerk?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Mr. Handwerk, second.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Carosa.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2420, a resolution approving the budget for the City of Orrville, Ohio for the calendar year 2021 and declaring an emergency.
Very good. I know it's only June of 2020 and we're already talking budget for next year, but this is largely a requirement to get this into the county. So we do go through this process early in the year. Ms. Sterling, do you have any comments for us at this point?
I can just make a few. Thank you, Mr. President. It, again, like you mentioned, it is just a proposed financial plan for providing services and any community improvements for 2021. It does not give the authority to expend funds. That authority comes through City Council in the form of final appropriations that we review in March. Most likely, we will have changes at that time when we have a better understanding of the impact COVID is going to have on our revenue streams. Just to recap, though, the total budget is $56.7 million. It's down about 4.5% from 2020 final appropriations. For the general fund, we've allocated $7.6 million. The remaining tax-supported funds, $6.2 million. And our utilities at about $43 million. It does need to go the full three readings. I think Council hopefully received an overview of the budget as well as the entire line item budget from Gene Gold. If you want to discuss that further with me, I'd be more than happy to do that one-on-one, or if Council would like some sort of a workshop, we can also work to accommodate that request.
Very good. We noted in your message to us, Ms. Strimlin, that this budget is simply, the theme of it is uncertainty.
Yes.
So we are going to put a budget in place, but we're going to have to be watching how our finances are responding here in the coming months before we actually look at appropriating money for next year. Any questions for Ms. Strimlin at this point? Very good. We'll let that go then for the second reading then at our next regularly scheduled council meeting. Thank you. I want to check in now with our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride, for a procedural question. We do intend to go into executive session, but I'm wondering if we should do it now before the good of the order or afterward. Does it matter from a procedural standpoint?
My understanding,
President, is that there's no intended vote after the executive session. Is that correct?
That is correct. Well, okay. Now wait a minute. I want to check here.
There is.
Okay, yeah. We.
Session.
Okay, you were cutting out there, Mr. Wurz. I think what you were saying is we do intend to bring a motion after executive session if council is prepared to do so.
Correct.
Okay. So does that help your answer there, Mrs. Kirkbride?
It does. I think we wouldn't want to conclude the meeting, obviously, before we get the final piece. So we would go into executive session prior to meeting, bring back the motion in open session, and vote on it at that time.
Okay, very good. Do we want to proceed with the good of the order at this point, or complete that portion before we go into executive session? Does that matter?
I don't think that matters. There's nothing for the order.
All right, very good. I think what we'll do then is go ahead and go see if anyone has any comments for the good of the order. And that way, if anybody does want to bow out of the meeting, after that point, then they can and know that they're not missing anything else of the agenda other than the motion that we intend to bring back afterwards. So any comments for the good of the order?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'll begin with Mr. Morrison. I saw his hand first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was just going to remind that poll is open and that staff and personnel went to great lengths to make that happen. So please come out and visit it. It's a safe situation. We followed all the rules, and we'd love to see people there.
All right.
And thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
All right. And Mr. Spears, I believe you had something?
Yes. I just wanted to, a special thank you to Mr. Croza as well. That fire truck being passed was close to my heart. I really wanted to see that done, and I appreciate you taking the time to help us get there. So I really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else? All right. Now we will, yes, Mr. Larson.
Mr. President, I move that we go to executive session to discuss a matter involving personnel.
Hey, Mr. President, is it possible we could request Law Director Kirkbride to conduct an executive session?
Oh, certainly, yeah, sure. All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
All right, Mr. Mosley, seconds.
Mosley?
Yes.
Carosa?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very good. At this point, we are going to pause the recording, and we will resume it once Council reconvenes again in open session.
Paul, before you begin, I think Mr. Demos, okay, I see that he dropped off there, so I just wanted to make sure he dropped off before you went in there.
Thank you, very good. Yeah.
I assume you don't want us directors in there?
That's a good question. It doesn't matter to me. This is a regular old executive session, so if we were sitting in council chambers, if you would hang around at that point, then feel free to hang around. To me, it's up to you what you want to do. We're discussing the applicants to replace Mr. Carosa. So,
well, I better go settle this plug down. So I'm going to excuse
myself. Okay, very good. All right. Let's see, Gene, I think I need to put you out into the waiting room, I'm sorry to say.
That's okay.
All right, see you when you get back.